And do you know there is a list, and it's already published, that when all this comes to pass and all this happens, FEMA already has a red and a blue list. It's already published. And I know some of the men that know about this, and I've talked with them. If you're on FEMA's red list, and all of the known pastors are on FEMA's red list, and those powerful pastors, the first thing they're going to do when they put you in these camps, there's already one in Denton. It's already alive and well and totally intact. And there's another one that they're building at Carswell Air Force Base right now in Fort Worth. A concentration camp in Fort Worth. Who are they going to put in that thing? People. And FEMA's going to run it. And the people that will not do what they say whenever this military action starts, their first command is all the pastors that won't do what they say. It's just like that guy said, I know this guy in Abilene. He was head of the FEMA operation, and they were having a big meeting the other day. And a man from Washington was there to train them. And he said, now when this all starts and the people don't do what we tell them, he said, first of all, you're around all these people up and put them in these concentration camps. He said, but sir, many of these people live here. They've bought homes here. They've lived here all their life. They're not going to want to go somewhere else. We want to take them to Carswell, to a concentration camp. They're not going to want to go. What do we do with them? He said, you just kill them. And so this man, which is a good Christian man, he told him, I can't do this. And he left FEMA. Let me tell you, we have no idea what's going on. But you better start serving God, and you better start making sure you are a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian, walking in obedience to God's Word. Because if you're not, you're going to be one of those. You may call yourself a Christian, but if you're not an obedient Christian, you may be one of those that winds up on that death list. You may cost you your life. Just a minute, Bill. Okay. See, there's something going on much bigger than you know. But anyway, let's go on and see what God says. Now, I'm going to tell you who's behind all of this. No, God. But God's using the devil.
Amen.
But the king is in charge of everything. And if you can't see that time I get through with these scriptures, yes, he's using the devil. I'll say that, Eldon. He is using the devil. But God is in control. And what's happening is all being determined because of what you and me do or don't do. Now, let's look here. He says if we do all these wonderful things we're supposed to, he's going to give us peace in the land. We shall lie down and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. A land of peace. Hey, America's been a land of peace for a long time now, hasn't it? You know, I mean, yes, I've fought in foreign wars. But I've never had to fight a war on my own homeland. I always feel safe when I'm in America. You know, not like I did when I was in Vietnam and Korea and all those places. I didn't feel safe over there. But I feel safe over here. Let's see what happens in verse 7 and 8. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Oh, man, we've quoted that verse. I've quoted it. I said, you know that sounds good, doesn't it? But, you know, people say that, hey, 5 of us can put 100 to flight, but look what, 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Do you remember that when America was a little bit more on serving God, we had a little bitty tiny place down here in San Antonio that had a handful of men in it? A handful. The Alamo. And we had thousands of wicked Spaniards come across to kill us. And they did finally kill them. But they took thousands of them down. Isn't that something? A handful of men. Now then, if America hadn't been founded by forefathers that were standing on the Word of God, you could have had 5,000 men in the fort and 100 Spaniards, and 100 Spaniards could have took the fort. See, who's in control? God's in control. He tells us right here, if we obey Him, the sword will not come through our land. And He tells us that 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. So that's why I'm saying I want to be on the side of the Christians. I want to be in that group where there's 100 obedient Christians. I want to be one of those. Because 100 of us obedient Christians can put 10,000 of our enemy to flight. And we have nothing to fear. Absolutely nothing. Let's see the next verses. For I will have respect unto you. God's going to have respect to us. I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful, and I will multiply you, and I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall eat the old store and bring forth the old because of the new. What's he trying to say there? Let's see what he says. See if it goes on. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you, and I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. What he's trying to say there, when he was talking about the old store, that you're going to have food when it comes time to harvest this crop. You got so much stuff left over from last year, you can say, what are we going to do with this? Take it out and give it to your enemies and bless them. You're going to have, if you will obey Him, there will never be famine in the land. He says if you obey Him and serve Him, He will put you at the top of the list and not the bottom of the list. He will prosper you and your grapes and will be growing all during the year. You won't have to worry about where you're going to make money. He'll move upon your heart that you'll make money in everything you put your hands to. Amen. You'll have plenty. And there's nothing going to happen to you. You'll lie down in peace. Your children will be at peace. And he says, and I will walk among you. Now, would you like for God to be walking among us? Yes, sir. Do you know the other night, yesterday afternoon, when Cheryl and I was there at Hobbs, if I ever saw God walking among us when we're there, when I'm touching a woman on her shoulder, holding her hand, and when she gets her sins repented and she gets instantly healed just like that, I'm going to tell you, I ain't got that kind of power, but I got that kind of power in me, and that power is Jesus Christ. You know that? And you know the King is there among you. Ain't nobody can do those kind of things, but God is their tongue. Ain't nobody but God. Now, that makes me feel very comfortable knowing the King was there honoring my words, because He healed many people at that little city of Hobbs, New Mexico yesterday. I mean, it was an awesome day. And he said, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Now, I like this covenant. I like everything I've seen so far. Now, let's see what happens in the next verse. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondsmen, and I have broken the bands of your yoke, and I've made you go upright. But and especially when he puts a but and an if together, you better read the rest of it carefully. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments. Oh, Lord. Okay, turn over to the next verse. And if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. Now, who's going to do that? God's going to appoint over you terror. Consumption and the burning anger that shall consume your eyes. You're going to go blind. And cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. Isn't that something? I don't like that, do you? I don't like that at all. So what do I have to do to not make that come to pass? Obey. Obey. Somebody said, but you know, God would never do that to us. We're the church. Oh, okay, we'll find out about that when we get over to the New Testament. Now then, he says in verse 17, "And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you." I mean, you're going to be living in terror. I mean, you're going to be afraid of everything. I mean, you're going to be afraid to go outside at night. I mean, you're going to hear a little leaf rustle, and it's so unfortunate that so many people, especially ladies, women. But men, same way. They hear a little noise outside. Maybe a leaf rolling against the side of the building. What is that, Thurman? You reckon there's somebody out there? Oh, you got to go see what's going on out there? No, just a leaf or something. What's the big deal? God's here. He's in control. What is wrong? What is wrong with us if we live in there today as the body of Christ? You're not walking in perfect love. Because if you're walking in perfect love, the Word of God says perfect love cast out how much fear? All fear. You're not afraid of nothing. Nothing. The only thing you're afraid of is God. But as far as what man can do, you have no fear. But he says, your enemy shall reign over you, those that hate you. How would you like for a bunch of Muslims to come out? How would you like for God to let it go so far, or we cause it to go so far, that these Muslims come out of ground? And do you know, the other day I was watching a little video that somebody sent me about the Muslims. Know your enemy. And it was a little three-year-old girl. And she was asked, what are you supposed to do to Christians and Jews? She said, kill them. Who told you to kill Christians and Jews? She said, Allah, 3 years old. Have they trained them well? It's a shame. We're not training our children to love. We're not telling them what the Word of God says. But they're training theirs to kill you. So they're an enemy that's going to rule over us in this nation if we don't obey God and start serving Him and doing what He says. And I can't imagine what this country would be like with a Muslim government. Can you? How would you like to have a man as President of the United States that will not pledge allegiance to the flag, that when it's being spoken, turns and looks another direction?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.